We're talking with Bob Ronenberger at Stockman's so he can give us the latest livestock info. Bob, tell us what you saw in the markets this week.
Pretty much started out the first week, Reagan, with good runs. We had 10,000 in Oklahoma City and had basically what we've had the last year ago, 10,000. Runs not any bigger than normal. The only thing we're continuing to see is a larger percentage of our volume right now is still cows, still a lot of cows coming to town. People is still culling. With the wheat pasture growing like it is, that's still not eliminated the problem with the water, grass, or hay for the cow man. For the cow people, it's going to be next June or July till we see where we're at, see what kind of grass we get and how much water we fill back our ponds up with. But the calf market, these light calves weighing 500 down are still, that market's fully steady, and it's quite a bit. It's probably $20 to $25 higher than it was 30 days ago. So, I mean, they picked up $100 back equity in their pocket than what we was 30 days ago.
And do you see that continuing? Or I mean,
you see it staying steady. I sure don't. I mean, I you know, if we get more wheat and we see this wheat's going to come on, a lot of these boys that got their wheat in late, if we could get just decent weather, this wheat keep growing, this demand for these stock, the demand for stockers is going to stay good because we're not going to have the feeders available for us the next 10 months. They're accustomed to what we normally have.
And diving into that wheat pasture, I mean, what else have you heard?
Just, you know, there's enough wheat up, or there's wheat up. The people that had calves already bought, or the people that's got calves off their cows that were waiting to make the decision whether they're going to have to sell them, like right now, or be able to turn out. A lot of those boys are going to be able to turn out. Now, it's going to take twice as many acres as normal, but they're still going to scatter the cattle out. There's an advantage to carrying them calves into March, April of next year based off of what we can, you know, they can contract them cattle for, or hedge them, or buy risk protection for.
And we have that cattle on feed report coming out today. Do you expect to see anything special in that?
Well, it's very positive. I mean, there's nothing negative about it. Now, whether it's already built in, I think a lot of these numbers we're looking at on the board plumb out till August of next year, where we've got $2 on the board in August. I mean, tremendous money to be made if you've got some way to start these calves, carry them over till grass, and then you know, make them weigh 7.5 to 8 in August. But I think a lot of our premiums are already built in. Until we see, you know, we got to see that we can still move meat at this price. We got to still see that if we can maintain this fat market. And the dilemma is, what's corn going to be, and how high is interest going to be? Corn and interest is going to will determine how much they can get for these feeder cattle, because that's going to work into their profit margins. It's all government related.
And we've got that Thanksgiving holiday coming up. How does that impact auction traffic in the markets?
Well, we'll have a sale Monday, and I expect we'll still have, you know, 7 to 10,000 Monday. Now, all the rest of the sales the rest of the week in Oklahoma will pretty much be shut out. I know at Apache, of course, it's on Thursday. We're not going to eat turkey, but we're going to eat steaks. and then everything will be back up and running. There'll only be about three to four sales left after Thanksgiving for everybody to market their cattle before we get into Christmas. But this thing, feeder demand is still good. The premium based feeder cattle are still high. You know, average feeder cattle, I mean, they're high comparatively. We've still got a tremendous market right now.
Well, how can people reach you?
Just give me a call at the office, me or Greg or one of the guys, Kirkendall, Gage, or Hutchison at 1-800-926-9696. Stop
Perfect.
In Oklahoma.
Well, thank you so much.
Have
Bob.
A good Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. You too.
Go eat you some prime rib.